Well, it's good to be here on your New Year's. Happy New Year's from me to you.
啊，今天很高兴是你们的新年头一天，这里向您大家拜年，恭贺新喜，新年快乐。
I understand that some of you, because of leap year and all of that, you get to celebrate two birthdays in some years.
所以我知道说，在你们中国的农历年。有时候有闰月，你们有的时候会一年过两个生日。
Well, I feel like I'm celebrating two New Years, the one on December 31st and the one today.
其实我觉得我自己是在这里过了两个年，一个是在阳历的12月31号，一个是今天过了另外一个年。
Over the last several weeks, we have been visiting other churches, and I've had the opportunity to preach at some other places as well.
过去的几个礼拜我到各个教会去被他们邀请到给他们去讲道。
But I want to say to you, I look forward to being with you and I really enjoy being here each month.
在这些中间我实在是随时我都喜欢每次都想到到第二个礼拜的时候我到你们中间来。
My prayer is that as you look back in last year, that you will see the many things that God blessed you with.
啊，我这里是看到说，我们回头过去一年中，神给我们的这么多的祝福。
And as you look ahead, that there will be great expectation of what God has in store for you.
在我们往前看的时候，神会给我们更多的祝福，我们可以等待着。
I know in my own life, it is good every once in a while to look back in order to look forward.
那个我在我自己说，常常回头看看从前的日子。
I'm starting a series with you, and each month we will be following this series, and we're going to be talking about slaying the giants in our life.
我们在你们中间，我在想这个题目，有一连串的讲道，主要的目的是就是说我们怎么样去这个杀掉那个巨人。
As already was announced, the sermon title today and in your notes, if you have them, is Fighting Your Fear.
这个在我们这个今天的这个题目是这个与恐惧征战。
There's a movie that I love watching over and over again. It's entitled Hoosier.
有一个电影叫做 Hoosier, 是我愿意看了看了多少遍。
It tells a Cinderella story of a little high school in Indiana.
是这里是告诉我们就是那种仙女奇缘那种电影是在这个在印第安纳一个事情。
Little known Hickory High School plays the championship game against a larger high school that was far more experienced than them.
一个比较小的一个高中叫 Hickory 这个高中是跟那个比较更大的人数更多的一个大的一个高中在比赛球。
The boys from Hickory High School hardly had enough to play enough players over the five that they needed.
这个在 Hickory 这个高中的时候，那些他们的因为学校小嘛，所以找五个球员都很难找到。
Little Hickory High School in Indiana won its championship.
结果这个小的学校他那一年在印第安纳他们得了冠军。
If you've seen the movie, it's one of those movies at the end that you want to cheer.
假如你去看过那个电影的话，你就会到时候你也会跟他一起拍手。
We seem to love the underdog.
我们常常喜欢喜欢这个那些比较黑马。
We often feel small and helpless when facing the crises that come to our lives.
我们常常觉得无助，觉得我们微小，当碰到人生中间的一些危机的时候。
Call them what you may.
随便你愿意叫他们是什么。
They're only giants.
他们实在是我们人生中间碰到那些巨人。
After all, they're like Goliath.
他们就好像像圣经上的哥利亚一样。
Goliath was a shade over 9 feet tall.
这个在圣经上的哥利亚他是有九尺高。
But it only added up to a bigger dent in the pavement when he fell.
当这么高一个九尺高的人，当他倒下来的时候，只是在那个这个地上 深一点的那个坑一样。
There's a saying that says, the bigger they come, the harder they fall.
告诉说有一个俗语说，这个越大的人掉在地下的话越重。
Isn't it time that we face the giants in our life and stand tall?
是不是今天我们今天看到我们生活中间这些巨大的困难的时候，我们应该站起来面对他们。
If there's one little theme that I would want to communicate today, it would simply be this.
讲今天如果有一个中心思想的话，我愿意跟弟兄姐妹分享的是这样。
God protects us through the storms of life.
神保护我们，保佑我们在我们经过暴风雨的时候。
The scripture that we read together this morning.
今天的经文我们刚刚念过的。
Reminds us that even those who traveled with Jesus faced some storms.
就是那些跟耶稣基督一起在一起的人也会面临他们人生中间的风暴。
Those disciples even became overly cautious.
这些他那些门徒甚至非常非常变得非常小心。
A church newspaper that I read the other day.
在一个教会的这个周报上面讲。
It said if you want to live, if you want to greatly increase your chance for long life, there's five things that you should do.
假如想长寿的话，有五样事情你要做。
Okay, now some of these are rather humorous, but I think that the point is going to be made.
也许这个五样中间有些事情很幽默的事情，但是它的目的是达到了。
The newspaper said never ride in an automobile.
在报纸上说，绝对不要。
They cause 20% of all of the fatal accidents.
因为这个车子是所有的这些有生命危险的这些灾害中间20%都是因为汽车而来的。
Do not stay at home.
不要在家里坐在那里。
17% of all of the accidents happen in home.
所以全部这些这个无妄之灾有17%都是在家里面发生的。
Do not walk across the street.
不要过街呀。
14% of all of the accidents happen to pedestrians.
所有的这些在街上发生的是14%都是那些走路的路人。
The fourth thing it suggested is do not travel by air.Or water.
这个第四种是绝对不要坐飞机，也不要去坐船。
Because 6% of the accidents occur in this type of travel.
所以你要坐的话，有6%的机会会发生事故。
The fifth suggestion was.
第五个建议。
Only 1/10 of 1% of all deaths occur at church.
Only 1/10就是一万中间的
1/1
的事故发生在教会里边。
So I suggest be on the safe side, attend all of the scheduled services at church.
所以你们大家为了你们的安全起见，每个礼拜都要来做礼拜。
It just might save your life.
所以可能是这个可以救你的一条大命。
To say nothing about your soul.
说这个是就是关于你身体上的面，而还没有讲到你的灵魂呢。
A well-respected speaker by the name of Zig Ziglar.
有一个 Zig Ziglar 是一个很好的演说家。
Says that there is a danger when a boat leaves the harbor, but that is what the boats are for.
所以他想说，只要船一离开港口就有危险，但是。这个船的目的就是要离开港口吗？
Storms are a very relevant moment in our life.
风暴是对我们人生来是非常跟我们有关系的。
The crisis that the disciples faced in our text.
在我们今天看到的经文，这些门徒们所碰见的这一切的这个风暴，
did not cause their fear.
没有使他们害怕。
But simply revealed their lack of faith.
但是却把他们亏欠这个信在信心上的小信的这个事实完全讲出来了。
Some of the disciples were experienced fishermen. Yet they were surprised by the storm.
这些十二个门中间有很多是都是打鱼的老手，结果他们碰到风暴，他们还是。
Life storms often hit us without warning.
在我们人生中的风暴，常常是在没有预警的时候就来了。
We can understand and sympathize with the disciples' reactions.
所以我们完全了解，而且可以很这个对他有谅解，他们碰到这种情形。
In our passage of scripture that we've been studying, verse 38 suggests that the disciples had a significant question.
在这个我们今天念的经文上，在第三十八节这里讲说，他们有很大一个问题。
As they were in the storm, the disciples asked, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
他们在这个风暴里面之后，他们就问个问题，就说：“夫子啊，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？”
Indeed, this was a voice of fear.
这个其实是他们心中的恐惧的发表。
After calming the storm, Jesus asked the disciples two questions.
当耶稣基督把那风平了，风浪平了以后，耶稣问门徒两个问题。
Why are you fearful?
为什么你害怕？
And how is it that you have no faith?
你们怎么还没有信心呢？
The second question really answers the first.
其实第二个说的问题是回答的第一个问题，为什么你们胆怯呢？
The presence of fear is a sure sign of the absence of faith.
这个一旦我们胆怯的话，是很清楚地告诉我们说，我们没有了信心。
Because they lack faith, they have fear.
因为他们没有信心，所以他们才会胆怯。
We often have the same similar experiences as well.
我们每个人都会有这种经验。
Woven into this text is the answer to the two questions that Jesus asked.
把我们把今天的这个经文把它交织成我们所了解的，就是可以解释为什么我们会。
Three simple statements that I want to make and just add a few words to each. First of all,
三个事实我要讲出来，让我加一点我的解释。
The disciples had forgotten who Jesus is.
第一个是这些门徒忘记了耶稣是谁。
It's really unbelievable and hard to believe that they would have forgotten what they had seen and heard from Jesus.
简直是不可相信，简直是不可思议的，这些门徒忘记了耶稣是谁。
He had revealed himself as the master of every situation.
耶稣已经把他自己彰显在他面前，他是在世间一切的主宰。
Mark records that Jesus cast out demons.
这个在马可福音上说，他把这些所有的这个魔鬼都赶出。
That he healed Peter's mother-in-law.
他把这个西门彼得的这个丈母娘都医好了。
As well as many other miracles.
而且也行了很多其他的神迹。
Yet they trusted him like some finite being.
但是他们就相信他是像说，哦，这只是一个。有限的人而已。
Surely if Jesus is who he claimed to be,
但是我们知道
，There is absolutely no danger.
他宣称，他就是他所自己宣称的，在他里面绝对是没有危险的。
You see, the ship in which the creator of heaven and earth is riding will not sink.
你知道吗？这个船是这个创造宇宙的主坐在船上的话，那个船不会沉的。
Jesus will not fail.
耶稣不会失败的。
We're more fortunate than the disciples because we have more information than they did.
我们好像比这些门徒比较幸运一点，因为好像我们有很多其他的资料。
Since this event of Jesus in the boat, Jesus has died, has been buried, and raised from the dead, and ascended into glory.
因为在他们碰到风波这个时候，我们念书已经知道说耶稣基督被出卖了，被钉在十字架上，死了三天又复活了。
We have the testimony of many who were victimized by their fear.
我们也看到很多很多人都是这些恐惧的牺牲者。
Simply, if he is who he says we believe him to be,
假如耶稣是他真正是他所自称我们所相信的那一位，
then he is the master and the lord of every crisis and every situation.
耶稣是我们的主，是所有我们这些人生所有这些风暴，所有这些所有灾难的主。
You remember a few years ago when Hurricane Hugo ravaged South Carolina?
你记不记得 Hurricane Hugo 前几年把那个南卡罗来纳州那里经过，统统横扫过去。
A group of Christians gathered in a church that had survived that hurricane.
那个时候有一群基督徒，他们在教会里面，结果他们都被保守活下来了。
The pastor started to pray.
那个时候牧师在祷告开始。
Most omnipotent, gracious heavenly Father.
他说，全能的主啊。
Send us the spirit of the child of Moses.
啊，送给我们这个摩西孩子的那些精神。
Send us the spirit of the child of Israel.
给我们这个以色列人的那些精神。
Send us the spirit of children of the promised land.
给我们进到那个允许之地那些孩子们的精神。
About that time, the wind began to howl and blow.
在那个时候，那个风在大声的狂风怒号。
Another man in the audience interrupted the pastor.
中间有一个人就打断了这个牧师的祷告。
He said, "Lord, don't send. Lord, don't send. Nobody."
他说：“神啊
，Come yourself.
不要差遣其他人来，你自己来。
This ain't time for children."
这个时候不是这是让你送这些小孩子来，是要你自己亲自到我们中间。
It illustrates that we need not to forget who Jesus is.
所以告诉我们说，叫我们不要忘记耶稣是谁。
The second point that I would make this morning is the disciples had forgotten what Jesus had said.
第二点我要讲的说，这些门徒都忘记了耶稣从前跟他们所讲的话语。
You see, the person of Jesus and the promises that Jesus made are essential to our faith.
你知道耶稣基督实在是给我们多大的允许。
The journey of the disciples in this passage really began in verse 35.
其实整个这一趟他们这个在船的这个传承是开始在35节。
Jesus said, "Let's cross over to the other side."
耶稣说，我们渡到那边去吧。
You see, this means that they were out there on the sea at the command of the words of Jesus.
所以这个很清楚，他们今天能够在船上，在海上，是耶稣基督叫他们去的。
They should have known, as we should, whatever the Lord commands, He enables even the impossible.
你们都应该知道，就是应该，就像我们今天应该知道，什么时候是我们照着主耶稣基督命令我们去的时候，我们耶稣基督一定跟我们在一起。
Jesus told the paralyzed man, "Take up your bed and walk."
这个耶稣基督跟那瘫子说，撕去你的褥子，起来走。
Jesus told the man with the withered hand, "Stretch forth your hand."
耶稣跟那枯了手的那个手说，把你的手伸出来。
Jesus says again, "Let's cross over."
所以今天在这个经文上说，让我们渡到那边去吧。
That means that he will be there no matter how fierce the storm is.
这个意思跟门徒讲是很清楚说，不管怎么样子这个风暴有多大，耶稣基督跟我们在一起过的。
If you are in storms, perhaps you should ask yourself, where did it start?
假如你正在这个人生的风暴中，你要问说，我们这个旅程到底是从什么时候开始的？
If you are where you are because God put you there,
你今天在你这个环境中间是神把你放在那个里面。
No matter how many storms will come,
不管有多少风暴会来，
God will get you through.
神一定让你能够平安地过到对岸。
His promises are the answer to fear.
他的允许 对我们这个恐惧的应许是
If God doesn't calm the storm,
假如这个神不平这个风浪的话
He will calm you.
他会把你平服下来。
Listen to what he says in Psalm 27.
在这个诗篇第二十七篇上面说
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
这个神是我们的光，是我们的救恩。
Whom shall I fear?
我怕还怕什么呢？
The Lord is my strength of my life.
这个神是我们力量，是我们的生命。
Of whom shall I be afraid?
我还怕谁呢？
Though an army may encamp against me.
虽然有一大群的军队在我们四围打营。
My heart shall not fear.
我们的心绝对不要惧怕。
Though war may rise against me,
虽然这个战争会来向我征战
，In this I will be confident.
因为在主耶稣这面，我们会有完全的自信。
Let me suggest the third and final point.
让我们告诉你第三个，就是我最后一个点。
The disciples had forgotten what Jesus had done.
这个。门徒忘记了耶稣从前做过的一些事情。
A man at a gas station noted a billboard.
有一个人在加油站看到那个牌子上面，挂牌上面。
The billboard had these words on it.
在那挂牌子上面写着说
，The past is a prelude.
这个过去只是一个前奏。
His comment to the station attendant was.
他对他们这个加油站的那些人来跟他讲说
That's government talk, meaning
这是政府的话语说
You ain't seen nothing yet
你还没有看到那将要来到底是什么
The disciples did not realize that everything that had happened to that point was a prelude
所以这些门徒不晓得所有这些经济过的这只是一个将要来的一个前奏
You see, when Jesus guides the life
因为耶稣基督是领导引我们的生命
He is always preparing that life for what is ahead
他所以为我们的生命在前面的已经给我们准备了
When he takes you through one situation
他把你带到一个情况中
He's preparing you for another.
他会准备为你准备下一个情况。
In which he will be more than adequate.
他是对你来讲是足足对有余的带领你过去。
Mark 6 records a good example of this.
在马可福音第六章讲说一个例子。
After feeding the 5,000, Jesus once again.
耶稣基督让五千人吃饱了以后。
He made his disciples get into the boat and go.
他就跟门徒说：“赶快上船。”
And to go before him on the other side.
到海的那边，我等一下过来。
This is another incident when the disciples are caught in a storm.
这个时候，在圣经上记载，又一次门徒被风暴。
Jesus comes walking to them.
然后耶稣基督过去的时候，在海上行走。
But their fear captivated them so that they didn't recognize him.
这些门徒害怕得到一个地步说连耶稣基督走在海上的那个人是耶稣基督都看不清楚了。
You see, what Jesus has done in the past, he fully remembers us to remember in the future and the present.
所以我们在过去看到耶稣基督为我们所做的然后他会为我们的将来所做的完全给我们准备了。
He met the need in the past and will meet the need in the future as well.
他为我们过去的需要准备了，他为我们将来的需要更是已经准备好了。
We have the Bible and 2,000 years of Christianity to prove that Jesus is adequate.
我们有一本这本圣经是我们基督徒已经有2000年的经历在这里已经证明给我们了。
My own personal testimony could be summed up in the words of the old hymn.
我自己的在我一生中间基督徒的经历是用一个诗歌可以唱。
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore.
我心中在我在这个我在正要 沉下来的时候，在离岸很远的时候
，very deeply stained within，
我沉到非常深的水里
，seeking to rise no more，
然后我就已经想漂浮起来，希望已经绝望了。
But the master heard my despairing cry，
但是我们这个我们的主听见了我们的呼求
，and from the waters lifted me，
然后从水里面把我拔出来。
Now safe am I，
然后我是完完全全的平安了。
He was adequate to save me from my sin，
他把我从罪恶中间捞出来。
He's adequate to take me to heaven when I die，
他也能够把我带到天上去，当我离世的时候。
How can I trust him to take me to heaven and can't trust him to get me through today?
我们既然相信神可以把我们带到天堂里面去，难道我们不相信神可以在我们从我们水里面把我们捞出来吗？
Whether it's a health crisis, a family crisis,
不管这里我们有健康的危机，不管我们有家庭的危机，
or whatever I may face,
不管什么东西我会面临。
The songwriter Andrew Crouch says it this way.
这个诗歌的作者 Andrew Crouch 他这样写的结束。
I've had many tears and sorrows.
我有很多的眼泪和有很多的忧虑。
I've had questions for tomorrow.
我有很多的问题为了明天。
There are times that I didn't know right from wrong.
常常我不知道什么是对，什么是错。
But in every situation,
在任何的情况，
God gave blessed consolation.
神给我们一切。
That my trials come to only make me strong.
当我们这些试炼到临到我们的时候，仅仅是使我们更能够强壮起来。
Through it all.
我们经过了这一切，经过了这一切。
I've learned to depend on Jesus.
我学会了怎么样子去。
I've learned to trust in God.
我学会了怎么样去相信我们的神。
Through it all, I've learned to depend on Jesus.
经过了这一切，经过了一切，我学习了怎么样去依靠耶稣。
So I thank him for the mountains.
所以我谢谢神为这个山而谢谢。
And I thank him for the valleys.
我谢谢神给我们经过的谷，也谢谢。
And for the storms as well.
也谢谢神给我们这些风暴。
And all of them that he has brought me through.
在所有的这一切的山谷，高山跟深谷，我们神都把我们带领过来了。
So if I never had a problem.
所以，假如我们没有这些问题的话
，I'd never know that he could solve them.
我绝对不会知道神能够为我们解决所有这一些的问题。
And I wouldn't know what faith in God.
所以我也不知道我们在神里面的信心是什么。
The disciples forgot who Jesus is.
所以这些门徒忘记了。
What Jesus
said. 耶稣是谁，也忘记了耶稣说过的话。
And what Jesus had done.
也忘记了耶稣在他们身上所行的。
But we're reminded today by this passage.
所以我们再一次的提醒我们，为今天的经文，从今天的经文提醒我们。
That he will calm the storms and he does not fail.
他会平静这个风浪，而且他永远不会失败。
Thank you, Father, for the truth of your word.
谢谢天父，因为你这些在这个你自己真理的话语。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
我们
讲阿门。
用神的话来安慰我们。